With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. James Biden defends his brother.
During a voluntary private interview on Capitol Hill, presidential brother James Biden testified as part of the House Republicans' impeachment inquiry. According to his opening statement obtained by the AP, James Biden said the president never had any involvement or any direct or indirect financial interest in those activities. None. So far, the impeachment process has lacked evidence directly related to the president, which has even drawn criticism from some Republicans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An Arizona prosecutor is refusing to extradite the suspect in New York City hotel murder, saying that the leftist Manhattan DA cannot be trusted in his prosecution. Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell is calling out George Soros-endorsed Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's lax treatment of violent criminals. The case involves Rod Almansori, who is accused of stabbing two women in Phoenix and the murder of a woman in New York City. Now, Bragg has recently come under fire for releasing a group of illegals who attacked New York City police officers while pressing charges against a former Marine who placed a violent career criminal in a chokehold on a New York subway. Also at SRNnews.com, an Alabama hospital is pausing in vitro treatments.
The University of Alabama, Birmingham announced that its UAB Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility has paused the treatments as it evaluates Alabama's Supreme Court decision. The ruling involves wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. The ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court prompted a wave of concern about the future of IVF treatments in the state. Patients called clinics to see if scheduled IVF treatments would continue as providers are consulting with attorneys. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A U.S. bishop defies the Pope.
Liam Carey heads up the Catholic Diocese of Baker, Oregon, and he says he will not allow the blessing of gay marriages in his territory, despite the fact that Pope Francis has ordered all clergy to do so. Carey says, quote, if a same-sex couple were to ask a priest to bless them, they would be seeking an official sign of approval for behavior that the church teaches is sinful in God's sight. A growing number of bishops around the globe say they will not obey the Pope on this issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About one in four young people in the United Kingdom thinks the Bible should be edited or banned. A poll released by Whitestone Insights finds 23% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 34 agree that all books that contain what they say is perceived hate speech, including the Bible and other religious texts, should be removed. Older Britons were less open to banning the scriptures, but about 15% also think it's reasonable. This is SRN News. A late-day surge created a boost on Wall Street.
Stocks ended mostly higher on Wall Street after a listless day of trading. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%. The Dow also added 0.1% after turning slightly higher just before the close. Weakness in technology stocks weighed on the NASDAQ, which ended 0.3% lower. Palo Alto Networks sank more than 28%. The network security company forecast billings that came in well below what analysts were looking for. Amazon rose about 1% following news that it would be added to the Dow. Walgreens Boots Alliance, which is leaving the Dow, fell 2.5%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Changes could be coming to Louisiana's death row. A state House committee advanced a bill backed by the governor that would legalize nitrogen gas and electrocution as execution methods. More details at srnnews.com.